there, and thank you so much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. Over 100 years ago, the famous physicist Albert Einstein was traveling in Tokyo, Japan. Now, he had just won the Nobel Prize, and he was staying in a hotel when he received a message delivered by a bellboy. And he wanted to tip the boy, but he didn't have any money on him. So instead, he wrote on a piece of paper what his theory of happiness was, and he gave it to the boy. The paper said, quote, "A calm and modest life brings more happiness than the pursuit of success combined with constant restlessness. Where there's a will, there's a way." Close quote. Just this year, descendants of that bellboy were able to auction off that piece of paper with Einstein's theory of happiness written on it for over $1.5 million. And I think there are a few things that we can learn from that true story. One being that people today place a very high value on understanding more about the topic of happiness. And two, that according to Einstein, being determined to create a simple, modest, calm lifestyle for yourself and your family at home is the best way to do it. President Thomas S. Monson would agree with him. In 1988, he said this, quote, "Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. Slowly but surely, we face the truth. We are responsible for the home we build. We must build wisely, for eternity is not a short voyage. There will be calm and wind, sunlight and shadows, joy and sorrow, but if we really try, our home can be a bit of heaven here on earth. The thoughts we think, the deeds we do, the lives we live influence not only the success of our earthly journey, they mark the way to our eternal goals." Close quote. President Monson followed up that statement by sharing four simple ways that we can make our homes happier, more calm places to be. Number one, he said, is we need to establish a pattern of prayer at home. And when we are committed to that habit of praying both individually and then as a couple or a family every day, the Spirit can really be in our homes. And I've found that when the Spirit is present, it's a lot harder for frustrations, contention, and unhappiness to seep into the little things that we say and do. The second thing President Monson suggested is to have a library of learning at home. Now, the Lord has counseled all of us in the Scriptures to seek learning out of the best books, which to me means both the Scriptures and other more secular books in the world. President Monson said, quote, "Reading is one of the true pleasures of life. In our age of mass culture, when so much that we encounter is abridged, adapted, adulterated, shredded, and boiled down, it is mind-easing and mind-inspiring to sit down privately with a congenial book." Close quote. The third thing President Monson suggested is to have a legacy of love in your home. And when we make sure that our families know that we love them, that reassurance and that trust can definitely lead to a happier home. Do you express love as often or in the ways that you should to the people that you live with? Not everyone receives or recognizes love in the same way, so it's important to identify whether or not your spouse or your children need to hear that you love them, or if they need to receive service or help from you, or maybe they just need to be given a hug or a kiss on a regular basis. And finally, President Monson said that we need to develop a treasury of testimony at home. President David O. McKay, a past LDS prophet, said that true gospel learning and living happens in the home. We need to tell and show our children, by our example, how real Heavenly Father is and how much He loves them and wants to have a relationship with them. President Heber J. Grant, also a past LDS prophet, declared, quote, "It is our duty to teach our children in their youth. I may know that the gospel is true, and so may my wife, but I want to tell you that our children will not know that the gospel is true unless they study it and gain a testimony for themselves." So I really liked those four principles that President Monson pulled out in that talk. We need to develop a pattern of prayer, a library of learning, a legacy of love, and a treasure of testimony in our homes to really make them happier places to be. And in true President Monson fashion, they're all very alliterative too. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the LDS Quorum of the 12 Apostles. He said, "Here in our mortality, our perfection is still pending." And even though our homes might be in a little bit of disarray right now, they're not exactly the perfect, most harmonious, most happy places to be. Progress is really all that matters. Perfection is something, as Elder Holland said in this most recent general conference, is a gift that only Heavenly Father can give us. As long as we're working to improve, that's really all that He cares about. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.